All right, we got a lot going on in the world of sports around here. Stars playoff run, Cooper Flags coming to town. So we thought we would welcome into the studio Shorty DeFazio,
hey,
our memorabilia expert.
Shorty DeFazio, your memorabilia expert. I'm a shop owner and a proprietor from up there in the Northeast. My store's called Hey, That's an Unusual Item. And to get to my store, you can go up to the Northeast, you take a left and then a right, and then you go past all the things, and on the second to the first place on the left.
Well, what's the address? We'll just put it in our GPS.
Just go up there. You'll see it. You'll see it. It's right there. It's right there. We focus on bric-a-bricks and whatnots and that. But we do have a you break it, you buy it policy.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so there was a fat guy that came in there and broke a Babe Ruth autographed glass colostomy bag. Had to buy it right there on the spot.
Oh, wow. Man.
So be careful up there. Okay. And them contents, they spilled out all over the place.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Horrible. Hazmat team took a week to clear out the remnants of the Babe.
Oh, that wasn't good for business.
Oh, it's nasty. It's so nasty. Hey, congrats on the compound, guys.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, I understand. It was a big success you guys had there. Yeah. I got a few compound-related items for you.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah, that I'm selling right now. These are online. You can go to heythatsanunusualitem.gov and look at this. I got here. These are, I got it. It's laminated already, so you can't handle it with your fingerprints on it and everything. But Davy Lane's release papers from the Possum Kingdom General Hospital on Tuesday night when he had a stomach pump. $40 for this. Okay. So you can see he signed it right here. He signed X right there on the signature line. See that? Bob Sturm's prayer book filled with pictures of himself and printouts of his favorite Substack postings. $60! George, I got your old boat blue. It's downstairs.
I did not authorize that.
It's overvalued at $100. Failed to get a bid. We've reduced it to $15.
You get that offline right now.
Hey! All right, let's move from sports radio to actual sports, all right? Since I specialize in unusual things, I got to say, pretty unusual that your two professional basketball teams here both had the number one overall picks. Isn't that unusual?
That's very unusual.
Conspiracy, anyone?
Mm.
I think so, because I have the weighted ping pong ball from the NBA lottery with the Mavs' name on it. $4,000.
It's weighted.
$4,000. Oh, yeah,
it has
yeah.
their name on it?
Authenticated by the CIA, Earl Warren IV, and the ghost of Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Although Bob said it differently. All right. Cooper Flagg. A lot of people are going to be talking about Cooper Flagg, right?
Yeah, superstar.
I've got Cooper Flagg's last game one Duke jersey, $100.
Wow.
That's only $100.
That's a deal.
Now, it would go for more, but the only person I could find to authenticate it was Popeye Jones, and he did it over Cameo for like $5.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's going cheap.
Okay.
It's going cheap. You need to get this now. Nico Harrison's memo to Patrick Dumont about trading the number one pick to OKC for Isaiah Hartenstein, $26.
Oh, no.
Yeah, authenticated by Laura Linney.
What?
Okay.
And a friend of Logan Paul.
That's an unusual
hey,
item.
Hey, come on. Give me some support.
This is what you do, unusual items.
Hey.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. Tyler's catching up. He's catching up. Hey.
There we go.
Hey, yeah. Crank that baby
you
up.
Rim
shots. All right. Cooper Flagg game one shorts. $100. Paige Becker's game one shorts. $300.
Okay.
How about this? A brand new DVD for WNBA fans. It's called Scissor Sisters.
Okay.
Scrapbooking with Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers. $9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just $9?
A lot of people like scrapbooking.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
You're the scissor sister right
okay.
there. All right. A replica of the Stanley Cup made out of meat and roadkill signed by Bear Grylls and Shane Sherla. $3.
Only $3?
Yeah. It's a biohazard. Unusual is the name of this next item because it's Miko Rantanen's favorite Abraham Lincoln costume. $12.
What? Boy, you have unusual
Extremely
stuff.
Extremely unusual. How about this? I can only show you a picture of it, but I have the actual item back at the shop. It's a dumpster full of Mike Madonna's used condoms from 1999. $12,000. The guy was busy. He was very busy. How about a complete set of Pete DeBoer books on tape? Haven't you ever wanted to hear the world's most mild-mannered Canadian voice read the sexual imagery of the Marquis de Sade? Well, now you can. $43.
He did that.
Yes. And finally, Stars Ice Girl Sweet. Sweaters. New $5, used $10.
Yay!
Yay! Shorty DeFazio. There he goes. It's an unusual item.